Praise God. Good morning. Hallelujah. Well, this morning I'm going to speak on a topic called impossible situations, something Lucille testified to. Before we do, just going to sing one song. Come, Holy Spirit, I need you. Come, sweet Spirit, I pray. Come in thy strength and thy power. Come in thine own special way. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, I need you. Come, sweet Spirit, I pray. Come in thy strength and thy power. Come in thine own special way. Amen. Praise God. Well, impossible situations, Lucille said sometimes we face impossible situations, and last Sunday in testimony time, and we know that, hallelujah, there is no testimony without a test, amen? Mm-hmm. And turn with me, if you will, please, to Luke 1:37, and later in this little lesson, I'm going to share with you how God brought this message about to me. Impossible situations. Luke 1:37, which is the verse that Lucille quoted, for with God nothing shall be impossible. And I read that, and then God spoke to me, and I looked at the word impossible. And if you look at the word impossible, it's spelled I-M-P-O-S-S-I-B-L-E, correct? Mm-hmm. Okay. And so I just took the first two letters, I-M. Possible. Hallelujah. And if you say, I am possible, it sounds like I am possible. Hallelujah. So, nothing shall be impossible because I am possible. Turn with me to the book of Ephesians, the first chapter and the seventh verse. The book of Ephesians, the first chapter and the seventh verse. In whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace. Praise God. It was impossible for man to be saved. Man was destined for darkness, headed for hell, an eternity without Emmanuel, separated from the Savior, never found with Father, helpless without the Helper, the Holy Spirit. But thank God for Luke 1:37. Praise His holy name. For with God nothing shall be impossible, because I am possible. With God nothing shall be impossible, because I am possible. He went to Calvary to pay the penalty for your victory. Hallelujah. Praise God. That just leaps to me. And there are problems you and I can't handle. We're not created and designed to forge your own destiny, but we are to be found in an ever faithful Father. We are destined for Daystar. We live a victorious life by what He did at Calvary, placing our faith there. We live, some people say, I got my second wind. But I say we live by the first wind, by the cross wind. The Holy Spirit comes to us. Hallelujah. And that's how He works in us, from the cross. Hallelujah, from the crossed wind of the Holy Spirit. Now, on July 8th, Monday morning, 4:30 a.m., as I awoke, immediately God showed me in the Spirit an entire series of math problems, which I believe I was not able to do. But He did every one perfectly. He had shown me in the Spirit all these problems, and He solved every one. And that's actually how this message came about, along with Lucille's testimony, impossible situations, that God had every problem He did. And He did it perfectly, praise God, as He always does. So praise God. I thank Him for that, for showing me that in this spirit early Monday morning. And for with God nothing shall be impossible, for I am possible. My life doesn't add up without Him. Your life doesn't add up without Him. In Him I have a great addition. Saved and sanctified come to fruition. Hallelujah. Praise God. I have the algebra of the Almighty. I equals whole because of C, the cross. Hallelujah. Glory to His holy name. He conquered the calculus of my life. He finished it at the cross. I do trigonometry by the Trinity. Praise God. And thank God for the geometry of God. Praise God. I've got a confession to make. I wasn't very good about in math. You know, wasn't very good in a lot of things in school. But thank God He did it for me. Praise God. And He did it for you. And there's nothing wrong with being a good student. We all want to be a good student. Study to show thyself approved. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. To rightly divide the word of truth. Praise His holy name. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1 and verse 22. And hath put all things under His feet, and gave Him to be the head over all things to the church. Praise God. And He put all things under His feet. That's where we are to place our life, our faith, our hope. He's the head over all things in my life. And you and I have a good head on our shoulders because it's Jesus. Amen? Hallelujah. And the government of our life is on His shoulders. Now, we know the government of the United States is messed up. We're to pray for them, pray for the president, and not to become cynical. But praise God, we know our government is in trouble. But thank God, the government of our lives is governed by the Lord Jesus Christ. And the government is on His shoulders. And how we live this life is through the power of the Holy Spirit. And we know that we are just following the Lord and asking Him to help us. And we know that if we sin, we have 1 John 1:9, that He is just and faithful to forgive us of all of our sins. And praise God and thank God for that. Hallelujah. He's wonderful. With God, nothing shall be impossible, because I am possible. Praise God. Ephesians 1:23. Which goes along with 22, that said, and hath put all things under His feet, and gave Him to be the head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him that filleth all in all. I'm empty without Him. He's the fulfillment of life. He is life. And not only is He life, He is our life. Praise God. He's a joy to behold. He's a joy to hold. And greater still, a joy to be held by Him. Amen. To all who cry out to God saying, I'm so empty. With God, nothing shall be impossible, for I am possible. You know, Matthew 5:6 says, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God that He is able to do it all. Ephesians 2 and verse 1. And you hath He quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. Hallelujah. You hath He quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin. We were dead to rights. The devil had us. But God, hallelujah. And then came Calvary. And you hath He quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. Quicken means to give life. And Jack used to say in the Greek it actually means put to life. Hallelujah. You and I have been put to life. For nothing shall be impossible with God, because I am possible. Hallelujah. Ephesians 2 and verses 2 through 10. Where in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved, and has raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace and His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Hallelujah. Praise God. We can thank God because He is always good and always shall be. You know, I've gone from the course of this world. You've gone from the course of this world in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, onto the course of His life. Hallelujah. The subject, the object of my course is the cross, the textbook of my life. Praise God. Jesus Christ is not only the author of the new covenant written in His own blood, but He Himself is the new covenant. Hallelujah. The teacher I don't see from a desk, but the teacher, the blessed Holy Spirit, leadeth me beside still waters. Hallelujah. He lives right inside of you and I. And when you and I face impossible situations and don't know what to do, we can pray in the Spirit. Now, turn with me to the book of Romans. Praise God. Book of Romans. And let's go over to Romans 8. Romans 8, verses 26 through 27. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And He that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because He maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God that He searcheth the hearts and knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because He maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Thank God that the Holy Spirit, that we pray and that He prays through us, and it goes directly to God the Father. And He knows. Father knows best. Amen. It's not just a show in the 50s. Thank God we've got an eternal Father. Hallelujah. Who has everything that He desires for us, ready to give it to us when we are ready to receive it. And He knows what is best for you and I. And when we pray in the Spirit, He is able to do things. We're praying perfectly into the will of God. When we're praying in English, as we've mentioned this before, I think a few weeks ago, that our minds are in there and we're not really sure what to do. But when we pray in the Spirit, we're praying directly according to the will of God. Praise God. And He's the one that leads us. He's the one. When we pray in the Spirit, praise God, we feel His power. We feel His power. We feel His power. And we begin to pray in the Spirit. And God takes that, and He takes it to the heavenlies, in direct line with God. And His will begins to be put to work in our lives because we're praying in the Spirit. And He knows what is best for us. Hallelujah. And praise God, we might see the numbers dwindling in this church, but I believe that God's finest hour in Church on the Rock is yet to come. I don't believe we're in a slow ebb toward the end. I believe that we're just beginning. I'm believing that by faith, that we're going to see people come in and people get saved. And whatever He has to do in each of us, that He is going to do it. And that He's going to have His way with us. And that we're going to see more love, more power. We're going to see more people saved and ushered in as we draw to these last days. We know that Jesus is coming. And we have to believe that God is going to have His way and that people are going to come in. And I have to do my part and you have to do your part. But we give it to Him and just rest in what He can do and know that He is the one that has to do it. That we can't manufacture salvations. that it's only done. God only bears children at the cross. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so that is where we look to. We look to Him and we pray in the Spirit for His perfect will in our little church, as Mary Ann said, and that we could be all the things that she said in her prayer this morning. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Nothing shall be impossible. Hallelujah. With God, because I am possible. And turn with me to your Bibles to Ephesians 3, which is just a chapter over from where we are, I believe, originally. And we're going to be looking at verses 8 and 9. And I'm going to be reading from the Expositor's New Testament. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given. Humility is made evident here, which can only be made possible by the cross through which grace comes to us, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. The riches of Christ come to us exclusively by and through the cross and are inexhaustible, with greater and greater enlargement, which will last forever. Verse 9, and to make all men see, to bring to the light something which had been previously hidden. What is the fellowship of the mystery? Could be translated the fellowship of the dispensation of the revelation of the mystery. In other words, the mystery is no more, having now been revealed, which from the beginning of the world has been hid in God. Proclaims to us the fact that this was not a new kind of action on the part of God, forced upon Him by the developments in human history. The cross was His plan from before the foundation of the world, 1 Peter 1:18 through 20, who created all things by Jesus Christ. God the Father officiates. God the Son orchestrates. God the Holy Spirit executes. I'm going to say that again because I think that is powerful. God the Father officiates. God the Son orchestrates. God the Holy Spirit executes. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God. You know, many things I can't handle. For instance, in the natural, a shovel I'm acquainted with. That's what I do a lot in my career. And in the natural, a shovel has a handle on it because you can't do the work or wouldn't do it very well with just your hand on the metal part of the shovel. So you've got a handle that attaches to the shovel. And praise God, in the spiritual, it is a handle that is in the spiritual, you can't do it. The shovel cannot be done by you because you'll be doing it in your own effort and your own strength. So I don't have a handle on things. I have to allow God to handle it. He does the shoveling for me. Hallelujah. He does the shoveling for me. And praise God, He did it for me at Calvary. He did it for me. He did the shoveling. Praise God. He did the works so that I come to Him by grace. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9 says, "For by grace are you saved. You are saved by faith, and that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." He did the shoveling for me at Calvary. He did it all. He finished it for you and I. The work I could not handle, He has handled out of His life to me for salvation and sanctification. All I have to do is to place my faith there at Calvary perpetually. For with God nothing shall be impossible. For I am possible. Hallelujah. Ephesians 3. Let's go back to the book of Ephesians. Ephesians 3, verses 11 and 12. You know, there's only one thing God cannot do. He cannot fail. Praise God. And He will never fail you. Praise His holy name. Ephesians 3, verses 11 and 12. According to the eternal purpose which He purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of Him. Now, the other day, I had to get 80 feet of pipe to do a big job over by Southwoods, which is right by Toyota and Monticello. And I carried the pipe there. They had a big machine, a great all that dug up the road to replace an old pipe so the water could freely flow through and so as the road wouldn't collapse under that bad pipe. And so I did that. But to get into the Sullivan County Airport, you have to have an access code. If you don't punch the right numbers, you're going to be standing there a long time. I had them written down, and I knew the numbers, so I was able to get in. And praise God, without the access code, you can't get through the gate without the code. Praise God. And it's the same way with the gate of grace. Jesus Christ is the gate beautiful. Through Him, folks go walking and leaping and praising God. The deaf hear and the dumb talk. The blind see, etc., etc., etc. Extra, extra, extra. Read all about it. He's got all the extra you and I need. I see His sunlight through the shadow of the cross. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name. With God, nothing shall be impossible because I am possible. And let's turn the same chapter to that famous verse 20, Ephesians 3:20. Now unto Him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. Praise God. Hallelujah. And this scripture, now unto Him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. I saw in that a transfer case. And with a four-wheel drive, a transfer case, you've got to be able to move it from two-wheel drive to go to four-wheel drive and to go from low to high. Praise God. We go from below to above when we transfer and put our faith in God and know that He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Praise God, according to the power that worketh in us. And we know it's His power. And we know it's the power of the Holy Spirit. We can't do it ourselves. Hallelujah. We go from below to above according to the power that worketh in us. His power does it. Not your own effort or ability or talent. It's all Him. And praise God, for with God nothing shall be impossible, for I am possible. Praise God. On June 6th, D-Day, it was D-Day, I was carrying my beloved Big Old Pixie in my arms and my boots hooked together and I fell like a ton of bricks. And it wasn't good, praise God. And thank God Pixie was okay, but I was injured. And we've all been injured from the fall. Folks we love are in pain and all we think we can do is pray. Or we are in pain and we do more than, what can we do more than pray? We can comfort one another with words too. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise God and encourage one another with these words because we've all been injured from the fall. You know, sweet babies die and precious children are abused and molested. Folks suffer the pain of divorce, the scars we can't see, and yet we can. And families are fractured and dysfunctional, and we suffer the loss of our parents, siblings, and children, and beloved pets. And one day, should Jesus tarry, we're all going to kick the bucket. But now, before we start hanging the black balloons up, the other day I was driving, getting sleepy, and Sue Ellen said to me, "Let's trade places, I'll drive." Trading places. Let's go to Romans 5:8. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God someone traded places with you and I. Hallelujah. And in Romans 5:8, but God commended His love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Hallelujah. Romans 14 and verse 8. For whether we live unto the Lord, and whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's. For with God, nothing shall be impossible, because I am possible. Praise God. And as I said before, the only thing that God cannot do, He cannot fail. Praise His holy name. You know, a lot of folks suffer from low esteem. You know, even believers, they say, I'm not pretty enough. I'm not handsome enough. I'm too short. I'm too tall. I'm dumb as a box of rocks, etc., etc., etc. How much are you worth? How much would you cost? Let's go to 1 Corinthians. Praise God. The 6th chapter. 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter. And the 20th verse. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because we know that we are bought with a price. For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body, in your spirit, which are God's. Let me read that again. For you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Hallelujah. Thank God that we've been bought with a precious price. Thank God that He has purchased us with a precious redemption. Hebrews 9:12. It says, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by His own blood, He entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Hallelujah. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by His own blood, He entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Hallelujah. For with God, nothing shall be impossible, for I am possible. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's go to John 13 and verse 23. John, the apostle of love, is talking about here. And he's actually talking about himself. He walked with Jesus. He saw the dead raised. He saw the lepers cleansed. He saw so many miracles. And he walked with Him. And he really loved Jesus. And as many times he said, the disciple whom Jesus loved. So let's look at this. John 13:23. Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of His disciples whom Jesus loved. And that was John. He went from a son of thunder to a son of His love. Praise God. And thank God that He does that in us. That He takes us and over our life, if you could just look back, and one day we'll see it. We can't even see it all yet, but we will. We can just see a glimpse of what He has done. And still yet, what He is doing. Amen. How He has taken us and how He has tempered us over the years by His grace. The things He's taken away and the mercy and the grace that He's had with us. And praise God that He continues to do it. He'll never stop. Hallelujah. And the things more that we need taken away, He'll do that too. Because He's ever good. Amen. Praise His holy name. And here in John 13:23, now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of His disciples whom Jesus loved. Praise God. No matter what goes on in your life, no matter what you've seen, no matter what you've done, you are a disciple. Hallelujah. Whom Jesus loves. Praise God. And you will always be a disciple whom Jesus loves. And the thing now, since you know the Lord, I was talking about we've all been wounded and we've all been subject to the fall. You might fail the Lord, but you will not fall because your faith is in Him. And you will not fall away from God. As long as you keep your faith in what He's done there, hallelujah, you're never going to fall You might fail, but you will not fall. And we have the blood. Hallelujah. When I see the blood, I'll pass over you. Hallelujah. Thank God that He's done it. And that wonderful sign Lucille gave us, no fishing. Hallelujah. But I do know that we're to be fishers of men. And another scripture I saw where there's fishing in the Bible. Cast your burden upon the Lord, and He shall sustain you. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we worship Him and give Him all the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Praise His holy name. The disciple who Jesus loved. Hallelujah. As I said that with Jesus, He saw the miracles. Hallelujah. He saw the dead come to life because they came across the life of Jesus. Praise God. But all of a sudden, Jesus was taken away. And John saw Jesus die. All the disciples ran away. But we see one that remained. Because he said, Mother, behold thy son. Son, behold thy mother. It was John, the disciple whom Jesus loved. And he did not run away. But I'm sure, as with all the disciples, he was dazed and confused. And let's turn now to Philippians 2, verses 5 through 8. The book of Philippians, the second chapter, 5 through 8. It says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and it took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. Now, as we're there, and keep a ribbon there, or your finger in Philippians 2, and I'm just going to go back to John 1:1, which says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. It means overpowered. Praise God. Thank God that Jesus is all those things. Every bit God as the second person in the Trinity. And He comes to earth. And He is every bit of God as when He left. But He relinquishes His power and lives as a man empowered by the Holy Spirit. And let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Let's go to verse 7. But made Himself of no reputation and took upon the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. Hallelujah. And being found in fashion as a man, He humbled Himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Praise God. Hallelujah. He came and relinquished all of His power. He lived as a man empowered by the Holy Spirit. And turn with me to Matthew. To the book of Matthew, the 28th verse. Now, after His death and after the resurrection, He takes it back again. Hallelujah. And He says in Matthew 28:18, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Praise God. He is no longer living as a man, but He, the God-man, is now restored back to all powers. He takes it back. Praise God. The atonement for man had been made as He lived as a man. But now, He, in all of His glory, is restored. And Jesus came and He spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. And then, on the Isle of Patmos, John, the beloved, John, the apostle of love, was banished for his faith. And Jesus appeared unto him in all of his fullness. His hair as white as wool. His eyes were as a flame of fire. His feet like unto fine brass, as if burned in a furnace. His voice are like the sound of many waters. And when he walks by, devils don't cringe. They flee in horror. All of creation bows down before him. And in him dwells all the fullness of God in bodily form. Hallelujah. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. Glory to God. And he is the same way today. Hallelujah. He is not walking anymore as a man, but he is every whit God. Not that he wasn't God here, but he was empowered by the Holy Spirit. And now he takes back his place. And we know that he is coming again. Praise God. For with God nothing shall be impossible, for I am possible. And he lives in you and I by the Holy Spirit given to us. It's not a different spirit, but it's the same spirit. It is the same spirit that came to Lazarus' tomb. And he had been dead 4 days, praise God. And he couldn't stay in the grave. And it's a good thing that Jesus didn't say, come forth, because everybody that ever died would have come forth, because he is the resurrection and the life. But he said, Lazarus, come forth. And he came forth. Hallelujah. He is this. It's the same Spirit that healed Jairus' daughter. Praise God. It is the same Spirit that healed blind Bartimaeus that dwells in you and I. It is the same Spirit that dwelled in Paul, praise God, that dwelled in the prophet when he came to the street called Straight. And he said, I believe it was Agabus, that said, Brother Paul, the Lord has spoken to me in a vision that you should receive your sight. Hallelujah. He laid hands on him and he was healed. And he wrote at least a third of the New Testament. It is the same Spirit that was in Stephen that gave that great sermon and who was stoned for his faith. And he stood there up upon those steps, and he said, I see Jesus standing at the Father's right side. Hallelujah. Praise God. It is the same Spirit that inhoused men and women through generations that have proclaimed the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is the same Spirit that dwells in you. It is the same Spirit that dwelled in Billy Graham. It is the same Spirit that dwells in Jimmy Swaggart. It is the same Spirit that dwelled in R.W. Shambach. It is the same Spirit that dwells in James Robinson. It is the same Spirit that has dwelt in saints through all the ages, in D.L. Moody. It is the same Spirit, praise God, that has dwelt in Rhys Howes and all these wonderful men and women of God. It is the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead. And if that same Spirit dwells in you, he shall quicken your mortal body. Hallelujah. He shall quicken you, and you shall do exploits for God. And I think in our lives that we have sold God too short, and we need to believe big for God, because he's a big God and he can do greater things. And we have put ourselves in a little corner and said, well, we're doing the best we can. We've got God on our side. God and you are a majority, praise God. It's the same Spirit that dwells in you. And praise God, for with God nothing shall be impossible, for I am possible. Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you that with you nothing is impossible, for I am possible. And it's you that's possible. You're the one that makes all things possible. We thank you. We thank you. We put, Lord God, the folks in this church under your capable hands. We put each one's families, Lord God, their children in your hands for salvation, for protection, Lord God, for unsaved loved ones, for Father God, for salvation, Lord God. We cry out to you, Lord, and we thank you for doing mighty things. We thank you for saving souls, for those, Lord God, that the angels are ministering to even now as they're appointed as heirs of salvation. The folks that would come into our little church, Lord, we just pray for souls and we ask you to forgive all of our sins that you might have free reign and just bringing them in, Lord God, and we might speak that what You desire and what pleases You. That's all that Pastor Rich wants to do. That's all that I want to do. That's all that our little church wants to do. We want to please You, Father. We all love You, and we desire Your best in people's lives. And we know that You're giving us Your very best, and we open our hearts to receive Your very best, what You have for us. Because sometimes we haven't been willing and able to receive what You want for us because we've blocked it. But we desire Your best, and we just want all that You want for us. And we praise You and worship You, asking You to draw folks in today, asking You, Lord God, to come with a move of Your Spirit today in our little service, Lord. Come and glorify Your name, and oh God, come and move in a mighty way today. Come and move, Lord, as folks are coming, as they're traveling, Lord God. Oh God, just overshadow them with the power of the Holy Spirit. Come into our little assembly today and live big. Oh God, have Your way in us. Be glorified, be magnified, Lord God. We want to magnify You by putting a magnifying glass on the Word and just seeing how big You are. Hallelujah. By putting a magnifying glass in prayer and belief of what You're going to do, because You're bigger than we can even imagine. And we thank You for doing these things. We give You all the glory, for with God nothing shall be impossible. Hallelujah. For I am possible. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.